From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In New York City today, authorities formally charged two men in an alleged plot to bomb a subway station. New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said the men had been under observation for more than a year. They are a Pakistani national and a U.S. citizen.
I'm going to read their names there. Shanawar Mateen Siraj is a male, 21 years of age. And James Al-Shafei, he's a male, 19 years of age.
Kelly said the two had cased a number of targets and discussed bombing the Herald Square subway station. But he said there was no evidence they wanted to disrupt the Republican National Convention at Madison Square Garden, two blocks away.
It's important to stress that, to the best of our knowledge, they had no connection to an international terrorist organization, and they had no explosives in their possession.
Commissioner Kelly also said there was no apparent connection to the widespread political protests taking place all over New York today. The largest was a walk by reproductive rights activists over the Brooklyn Bridge. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Thousands of women and men marched from Brooklyn to Manhattan over the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall. They marched five across in a line almost a mile long. Many wore pink and many carried signs like "I love pro-choice New York" and "Real sex education saves lives," as well as more humorous slogans such as "Eggs don't vote, I do," and "Any 12 grandmothers would do better running the world." There was drumming and chanting, and Eva Colin and Ann Tracy, both juniors at Columbia University, were dancing in the streets.
We got really excited. We said, let's have a dance party for choice. This is the week to make our voices heard. This is the week to tell them that reproductive health is one of the issues that has to be fought.
Everything. It doesn't end at the uterus. It doesn't end at abortion.
It is not a women's issue. It's not a feminist issue. It's a human issue.
There were about two dozen counter-protesters along the route holding signs condemning abortion. The police were out in force, plastic handcuffs dangling from their belts. Many streets were barricaded, but relations between the marchers and the police were respectful, unlike last night when more than 250 bicyclists were arrested after some 5,000 bikers rode through the city streets at dusk. That action was called by a group that rides monthly called Critical Mass, emphasizing energy and environmental issues. Will Levin from Portland, Oregon, was one of the bicyclists. He was in the pro-choice march today, and when asked why he felt there had been so many arrests, he answered,
"I really just believe it was their attempt to set the tone that we're ready to go after you, and we will."
Other protest events today included training for legal observers and for direct action. And at a performance space on the West Side, Judith Molina, the grand dame for 50 years of the Living Theater, was rehearsing with volunteers who will perform in tomorrow's big march past Madison Square Garden. Her piece includes a new version of the national anthem.
In between, we will do actions. Don't be scared. Peace has been declared. Don't be scared. Peace has been declared. And we all know in New York why we're scared. And we all know that peace has been declared. And we wish the real peace will be declared very soon.
Also today, an exhibit in Central Park set out more than 965 pairs of combat boots, one for each American soldier killed in Iraq. The exhibit, called Eyes Wide Open, was created by the American Friends Service Committee. This evening, an event with a similarly solemn tone. A group called Ring Out is circling Ground Zero and ringing more than 2,700 bells, one for each of the lives lost when the towers fell. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.